This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. In the studio with me, I have the honor of hosting two special guests. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having us.
How do you do?
I'm good, thank you.
And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
The honor and pleasure is all mine. I personally think we can spend the entire year talking about Arba'in and the Mashaya and the whole walk that people have been doing this past few years. Somewhere around like 25, 30 million people gather in Iraq in order to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, who is literally the center of the universe. But now is the best time as ever to highlight it more. And
people have already started walking there, right?
Beautiful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's gorgeous.
From, I think, Basra and places much further away, 20 days away, 25 days away.
SubhanAllah. I cannot wrap my brain around the magnitude of the love people have for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Like, obviously, Amir al-Mu'mineen is the most fantastical, brave, incredible, out-of-this-world human being who ever lived after Rasulullah, but the love we have for Imam al-Hussein is just something different. And we can see that in many examples, Arba'in being the most significant and beautiful. So what I want to know is, do you guys think it's something that, because, like, especially the Iraqis, right? Sayyid, you should know this better. They literally save up the whole year to spend on Arba'in.
Yeah.
Right? So they're basically like devoting their lives to the cause of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
So they have a saying about themselves. When they were asked, why are you guys so generous? They said something along the lines that they were, you know how Abul Fadl Abbas went to the river to water and then put it back?
Supposedly, yeah.
So they said, out of this water that he put back, we drank from the river and made us generous. The idea is, I think they don't have to save now. Because I was watching this clip like a few days ago, where the Zawara, you know how the brother Yassad, he said they started walking. When this village heard that the Zawara coming, and they didn't have prior warning,
prepared, yeah.
They grabbed whatever they had and they just run.
Basically whatever they have at hand, whatever they have, the clothes off their backs, whatever money in their pocket.
That's it. Because I can relate this to the people that I have in Iraq, like my relatives, they themselves, like, for example, my sister, they have like a big house, and like each year they would have the zuwar. They never saved for it. They never did. Like, when it comes, whatever they have, they give. That's it.
And Imam al-Hussein provides at the end of the day.
Allah provides.
Through Imam al-Hussein.
Yeah, always.
Brother Yasser, have you ever been on the Arba'in walk?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I've had the tawfiq to go a few times. It's a life-changing
experience.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted. You took the words out of my mouth. I just wanted to ask, was it life-changing?
It's definitely life-changing. I mean, it changes your perspective in different ways.
How?
It's a very different experience.
From what? Have you been to Hajj as well?
Alhamdulillah, I went to Hajj.
Okay, I definitely want a comparison at some point.
I don't think you can compare them because they're two very, very, very different feelings.
Fascinating.
Very different experiences. What is expected from you is very different. The types of difficulties are very different. The type of love you feel is different. The type of humility you feel, everything is different between the two. And I think both of them are amazing experiences. And I hope, inshallah, everybody can experience both of them.
Amen.
Right? Hajj is beautiful. Arba'in is beautiful. I mean, I don't want to compare the two. Because I just think that they're two very different experiences.
Okay.
But being on the topic of Arba'in, I don't know what it is. There is a few things. There's Imam Hussein, obviously, that you're walking towards, right? And here your goal is Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and you're walking towards there, and you're going through difficulties, all of that, to reach Imam Hussein alayhi salam, right? And there's so much to learn from it. You know what? Arba'in is a time to learn a lot of lessons.
Okay, tell me what.
The walk, at least for
top three.
So top three, I'll
out
tell
of your
you.
Personal
I was
experience.
Actually planning to get 40 lessons from the Arba'in walk. There's so much to learn. For example, it's a life lesson that as long as you have a focus and you have a goal, you're going to be ready to take all the trouble that's going to come along your way, right? The first time I went on the walk, I made the biggest mistake. This is a tip, Arbaeen walk tip. Don't buy new shoes, right? A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to buy new shoes, that it'll be comfortable. I'll buy comfortable shoes. Never make that mistake. Always walk with the shoes you've been walking, you've been using for the last six, 7 months, right? Yeah, so I made that mistake. I bought new shoes, and on hour number two, I had my first blister. It was so bad. From then on, it was blister after blister after blister. My leg was completely gone, right? It was in winter time, so I was freezing. Generally, like, all the difficulties were there, right? At one point, my friends were actually carrying me, helping me to walk. Right?
Bless their heart.
That's how bad the blisters were, right? The blisters were doing this.
Sorry for you.
But still, I still remember those moments where I would be like, yes, sir, you're going to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Do you not remember what he went through? Keep going. And you feel that energy and you don't care about the blisters. You just keep walking, right? And those moments where you see the chai and you see that tent and you see the fireplace where you want to warm up a bit and you sort of lose focus of the goal.
Yeah.
And you just slack. And this is where you feel all the pain.
The pain hits.
This is where, you know, now you feel like, oh, I have blisters. Oh, I'm tired. I should rest. I'm hungry. And it's like very much like the dunya and the akhirah. It's very much like the dunya and Allah, right? Mm-hmm. When our focus is towards Allah, any bala that comes in our life, we'll be able to take it. But as soon as we get inclined to the dunya in our... Not that we don't use the dunya. You know, when you're walking, you're focusing on Hussein and Arba'een, you'll drink the chai. You'll eat the food. Yeah. You'll rest. But as long as your mind is towards Imam Hussein, all of these things are there to help you to get to that goal.
Right.
But I still remember, and I feel bad for that. I shouldn't be saying it publicly, but... I still remember at one point, you know, we went to rest and it was so tired and we started enjoying that rest in the tent. We found a tent that had a lot of space and it was a comfortable tent, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless the brothers and sisters who were responsible for that tent and the comfort that they gave us. And, you know, at one point you start enjoying that pleasure, that thing, and too much, a little bit too much. And you don't feel like going. And then I was like, what am I doing? You know, and this hit me. It's like, this is exactly what we do in life. You know, I finally got the career I wanted, and now my attention shifts towards the money and the position, all of that. It moves away from Allah, and all of a sudden, our salah's quality reduces, our fast's quality reduces, you know, our adab reduce, you know, we don't care about too much wajib and haram anymore, and so on.
True. Right?
So this is a really amazing lesson to learn from Arba'een. But
I hear that a lot from people, that it was a life-changing experience, right? And that's such a profound statement to make, because all of us, we feel a slight, or like depending on our degree of ma'rifah or whatever, during the ayyam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we all feel that. The same way we feel a slight different in other days in the month of Ramadan. It's natural. But to say that it's life-changing, what element do you think exists in the Arba'een Mashaya, the walks, that creates that revolution in the people's heart?
Look, you're asking really, I wouldn't say difficult questions, but sensitive ones that require like an in-depth analysis. It's just not what you see. It's just not people walking. So there's plenty of play. And the most significant part of this walk, it's that when you say it's life-changing, to each person is a different life-changing
experience.
Yeah. So, for example, what Brother Yasser had, his life-changing moments in Arba'een is totally different than someone else's. Mm. Because each one gets to experience it on their own scale, on their own understanding. So it's very hard to, like, put it in one scope or in one frame. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think there's a hadith that says along the lines, like, I don't want to misquote the hadith, that says whoever visits Imam Hussein is like has visited Allah in his throne. That's the word. So I mean, imagine, you like Brother Yasser said, you know, there's a huge difference between Mecca and Karbala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave more to Karbala than he gave to Mecca, actually, based on the narrations, mind you. So I don't want to be, you know, held accountable for my words.
Right?
So imagine if you're going to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his throne. That journey is not just any journey. Like the spiritual amount, the amount of spirituality that you will have, you will take on. The energy that you will take on. Like Brother Yasser said, even with me when I took my first walk, like, I don't know, just, I don't know, maybe 10, 20 kilometers of Karbala, I collapsed. But, you know, but then you manage to drag yourself.
And you adapt as well.
Yeah,
and
you,
the body
and, you know, so it's, like I said, so the drive itself towards Karbala, towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it has that divine aspect to it. You know, regardless of Imam Hussein himself as a personality, regardless of why we love Imam Hussein and why is this and why is that. But the actual journey, it's like, it's a spiritual journey. It's not just a walk kind of journey. Mm. And like I said, it's each person would have to look at it and experience it differently. But
it's
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think he put that kind of element. It's very addictive, mind you.
It is. I think, you know, there's some adrenaline.
Yeah,
you get an adrenaline charge on that walk because, yeah, number one, the objective is so profound. And number two, the community in it, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, so like I said, one of the things that make this Arba'een special is the fact that actually it has a divine dimension, a divine aspect to it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know how the Inzir says, وَيَجْعَلُ قُلُوبٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوَى إِلَيْكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes
the hearts of the people inclined toward,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like it makes people like love you automatically. So people do that. You know, they just move with the flow. I think that they just show it in their walk and in their interaction with Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. So like I said, what makes Arba'een is like I said, the most important aspect of it is the divine aspect of it. And then you lay the second, third and fourth bricks in this holy walk.
You're listening to Back to Reality. We're going to be back to reality after a short break, so don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Brother Yasser, you mentioned the blisters, and it just took my mind back to, it's such a, as spiritual as it is, obviously, it's also such a physical trial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's physically quite difficult.
I think it's even more testing than Hajj.
In a different way, so that's what I was thinking about. So the thing with Hajj, especially in today's time, they've made it very comfortable, right? There's very good hotels, there's ACs everywhere.
Pavement,
the tents in Mina are luxury. Obviously, it depends how you go, which group you go with. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this is the case for everybody. But at least the experience I had was quite a... I don't know if I should even say fortunately or unfortunately. It was a luxurious experience, mm-hmm. right? That's how they've made it right now, right? Right. Whereas Arba'een is not like that. Arba'een is like, if you're
so
going
holy.
There, you're ready to you know, take the heat. You're ready to use washrooms that are very dirty, that you're not used to. No Western toilets, you know, in many places. You're ready to take a lot of lack of sleep for many days. You know, it's
indigestion, anxiety.
It's different. The type of food you're going to get is not that yummy food you get in Hajj, right? In that sense, it's harder. Yeah, I agree.
Actually,
in that sense,
I beg to differ. Actually, the luxury of Arba'een is these things that you just mentioned. What makes Arba'een so luxurious is that you don't have the luxuries of daily life.
And
the fact
sense
that you enjoy them the most.
Exactly,
like when you wrap yourself and you sleep like on sidewalk or you sleep like somewhere else and you feel the joy, I think that what makes Arba'een.
Exactly.
You know what?
So,
if there was Arba'een without these things, it wouldn't be Arba'een.
Exactly.
So this is the luxury of it.
There's so much more to talk about regarding this topic, obviously. And that's all the time we have for today. So thank you so very much for being with us. Until another episode of Back to Reality, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the Ummah rise eyes again, let us see daylight again, once again.